Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. I'm Allison Klein. Today, I am delighted to be joined by Jason Min, Head of Business and Corporate Development at Checkpoint. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So Jason, we're talking at the Intel Builder Summit in San Francisco, and it's always an exciting day to get together and chat with some of our Intel Builders members. Why don't you tell me a little bit about Checkpoint and the role that you guys play in the industry?
So for those who are not familiar with Checkpoint, we were founded in 1993. We went public in 96, and as of today, we remain the largest pure play security company in the world. We have over 100,000 customers worldwide. About half of them are in the U.S. We started off as a stateful inspection firewall company, and we've added what we call software blades or added layers of functionality to our core platform. So we really believe in kind of a consolidation security approach to protecting enterprise customers worldwide.
So when you talk about 100,000 customers worldwide, tell me a little bit about the challenges that they're facing in their business and how Checkpoint solutions deliver them the assuredness of being able to do business in a more trusted manner.
What we do is we prevent information from being penetrated in the network and then exported out. In the most basic form, we have a firewall that can block certain IP addresses or users from accessing the network. We have a more granular approach called application control that gives you kind of finite visibility in the application. So a common example is allowing Facebook browsing but blocking Facebook chat. And then another common case with customers is allowing Dropbox, downloading files from Dropbox Cloud, but then preventing any kind of uploads. So with our software blade architecture, we provide these features, and our top-selling blade, IPS, intrusion prevention system, is a deep packet inspection using heuristics as well as a database of malicious signatures to prevent attacks from happening.
Now enter network virtualization, software-defined networking, mobile edge computing, VRANs. What do all of these transitions mean from a security standpoint? And what's the opportunity for Checkpoint to work with customers to deliver an improved experience?
So all of these terms, they're great tailwinds, they're exciting features. They present a great opportunity as well as a big risk, because hacks can become as versatile as these networks evolve. And really, no matter how a customer architects their network, whether it's through an SDN or, you know, most data centers these days have some degree of server virtualization, we want to provide a virtual security instance where, as opposed to having our physical appliances protect the customer's data center, we can run off-the-shelf servers or computational power to run all of our software blade technology into these dynamic environments. And specifically around SDN, your question there, that allows us to protect east-west traffic. Mm-hmm. So when you think about a lot of data centers and corporations today, the majority of traffic is east-west. So that essentially means it's within the company and within the employees and data centers within. And for us, a virtual machine provides an application, and we can provide security between applications and within virtual machines. And that is inserted and made possible through software-defined networking, where we can insert our VSEC controller into VMware NSX controller or Cisco ACI or OpenStack.
Do customers look at this as a new challenge in terms of intrusion protection, or is it, I can actually move my security solutions into a higher plane of thinking? And what would you say to customers who may be in the latter camp?
So there's definitely a rise of the idea that the perimeter is dead through software-defined networking, where there is no perimeter. These applications and virtual machines kind of run independently, and then there's no kind of funnel way of penetrating these specific machines. For us, it's really an opportunity. What we're seeing right now is an education process, because, you know, we can get lost talking about SDN for the remainder of our session. But really, you know, it's tough for the customer to really take a hold of the intricacies and the benefits of SDN. And through that education process, we're also explaining to them our VSEC security solution, providing east-west protection within virtual machines. And it's really an education process for not only SDN vendors and integrators, but also for us in providing a complete solution for the customer.
Now, I know that you have a history of collaboration with Intel, including Intel Security. Can you tell me about what technologies you're bringing to market and what products you're bringing to market that have been aided through this collaboration?
Yeah, the majority of our appliances, or all of our appliances, run on Intel's x86 architecture. And specifically, the majority of them use a Xeon processor, which creates cycle optimization, performance enhancements, as well as built-in security features for our physical appliances and the bulk of our business today. As we think about kind of the cloud and virtualization, software-defined networking, we have a SandBlast product, which is essentially a sandboxing product to inspect attachments, files, PDFs, Word docs, in a virtual environment to see if they're malicious. And not only do we do OS level, operating system level inspections, but we do something that we call CPU level detection. And that was made possible by Intel's Haswell CPU. And basically that has built-in security features that allow us to monitor and debug the CPU. So if you think about attacks that happen at the CPU level, a lot of times they're a technique called ROPE, return-oriented programming. It takes valid pieces of memory and manipulates them to have the CPU download the malware. And for us, we can identify that at the CPU level, block it from being sent to a user and being able to penetrate the network. And that's really collaboration with Intel's innovation and us.
Tell me about how industry standards play in this space, and which ones would you recommend our audience take a look at in terms of informing this area of technology innovation?
We're big believers with Intel Security around the exchange of information in their DXL and TIE ecosystem. Mm-hmm. So for us, we're in the early stages of providing file reputation, file hashes to their TIE server. And we think that's a big opportunity to protecting customers worldwide, because with the rise of all the new malware and malicious signatures, if we have all of that information real time, it makes it very difficult for the hackers to be successful. So for us, that's a big initiative, and we generate a lot of indicators of compromise through our customers and in our private threat cloud that we can provide. The sticks and taxi formats are open source arenas, as well as kind of the snort IPS signatures that we all provide and we give and take back from.
Now, you also joined the Intel Network Builders program in the last year. Tell me what you see in terms of specific value in that program in the way that you want to drive your business moving forward.
Yeah, so I think that really revolves around this movement to the cloud. And for us, the building the private cloud presents an enormous opportunity for customers, because they can have control built in specific functionality that the public cloud may not be able to offer, as well as has, you know, the support associated with private cloud vendors. And for us, it's being able to provide a security solution, you know, whether it's our VSEC, virtualized security, or on-premise physical boxes to protect those data centers. I think customers throughout the world are thinking about Intel and what servers and chips family set to use to build this architecture.
Well, Jason, only one more question for you. Can you share where folks can go to learn more about Checkpoint Solutions in the market today?
You can see our family of products as well as overview of our company on our website at www.checkpoint.com.
Well, thank you so much, Jason, for being on the program today. It was a pleasure.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.